USDA's market facilitation program gained notice in recent years, allocating funds to farmers impacted by trade disruptions with China. The MFP initiative also provided funding to create new export markets for U.S. farm goods. U.S. Wheat Associates applied for and received funding through the MFP Agricultural Trade Promotion Program, or ATP, and progress has been made in building new demand for U.S. wheat abroad. Steve Mercer, U.S. Wheat Associates Vice President of Communications, explains an opportunity was found in Korea, where the supply of Australian wheat for Korean-style noodles was tight due to drought.
We don't have a single class that fits really well for the type of flour that they need for those noodles. However, we certainly can blend U.S. soft wheat and hard red winter wheats together to make similar kind of flour.
Using ATP funds, U.S. Wheat demonstrated how U.S. blends can be a suitable replacement for Australian flour in Korean noodles. Another opportunity lies in Egypt with private millers.
We've developed opportunities there through ATP to help those millers and the wheat food processing industry, private industry, understand that the wheat that they're getting from Russia and other places for flatbread is not going to make good pasta or good cakes, etc.
Finally, Mercer points to Japan.
It certainly has helped us maintain sales to Japan, even under difficult circumstances, under the trade agreement that was actually costing those flour millers more for U.S. wheat. Fortunately, that was solved also by the U.S.-Japan agreement.
South Dakota wheat farmers partner with U.S. Wheat Associates to enhance export demand for U.S. wheat. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.